Booz Allen Hamilton reported $2.11 billion in revenue during the second quarter of fiscal year 2022, reflecting a 4.3% growth from the prior year period. The McLean, Virginia-based information technology and management consulting firm said Friday it saw its total backlog increase by 18% to $29 billion in Q2 FY2022 with a quarterly book-to-bill ratio of 2.03x. Booz Allen posted a diluted earnings per share of $1.14 and a quarterly dividend of 37 cents per share that is payable on December 2 to shareholders of record as of November 15. Net income for the quarter rose 13.8% to $154.8 million and operating income climbed 5.4% to $218.4 million. The company's adjusted earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation and amortization was $269.6 million in Q2 FY2022, reflecting an 18.1% increase from the same period of FY2021. Booz Allen's adjusted diluted EPS was $1.26, up from $1.03 from the prior year period. Horacio Rozanski, president and CEO of Booz Allen and a two-time WASH 100 awardee, told analysts during an earnings call Friday about the company's VLT strategy, which stands for Velocity, Leadership and Technology and seeks to accelerate its growth initiatives and create value for shareholders. Through VLT, we will capitalize on future market opportunities and leverage our positioning to deploy talent and capital against the nation's highest priorities, he added. Rozanski also cited Booz Allen's set of priorities, such as continuing hiring efforts to execute its growing backlog, capturing key market opportunities and capitalizing on the upside offered by the company's acquisitions of Liberty IT Solutions and Tracepoint. Booz Allen bought Herndon, Virginia-based health information technology consulting firm Liberty IT Solutions for approximately $725 million in June and then moved to acquire the remaining stake in cybersecurity company Tracepoint in September.